We're on, of course, December the 8th, of course, the traditional start to the Christmas shopping day. And I've got three people who know an awful lot and have lots of memories down through the years. I have in our outside broadcast unit with me here in the square in Tralee, former Fianna Fáil councillor Johnny Wall. We also have, of course, author Alice Taylor on the line and Agnes O'Sullivan-Kells, a regular contributor to us here on the programme. Good morning to all of you and thanks for taking the time to talk to me this morning. Johnny, we're in Tralee. I'll start with you as you're here in front of me. We're in Tralee. What are your memories of being in Tralee for the 8th of December, the importance the date had in the calendar?
Well, Johnny, good morning. We had a bicycle shop in the market and next door was Castle Mahon, of white chickens and eggs and things like that.
Yeah.
So, especially on 8th, by this time, the market would be full of horse and carts, and people have to come into town. The creamery was over in Ash Street. There'd be a queue of horse and carts with
waiting to get into the creamery.
Waiting to get into the creamery, going all around. The shops, we were latchels in with the big shops, you know, McCone's and all that. So people came to town. There was a fierce anticipation, you know, excitement, because money was spent that day. They're really the farmers that brought the money to town.
Yeah.
On the 8th of December, they came, they bought their clothes for their Christmas. They bought bags of sugar, which you wouldn't see anymore.
No.
Big brown paper bags. People didn't have message bags or paper bags or anything like that. They had a big message bag. So you'd have big bags of messages coming out of all different shops. People going in everywhere. There was queues everywhere. They'd be selling turkeys, potatoes, everything. We used to throw the scales in our shop that time, big scales, and we'd roll them out in the middle. We'd wear them spuds, wearing spuds there and things like that, you know.
Yeah.
And then I suppose it was cruel and that. Fellas be selling turkey, you pick out your turkey, he'd hang, take it off his hand, he'd break his neck with his two fingers. And I'm sure that was
right there.
Right there and then.
That's, you know, the way it was done.
That was fresh turkey.
Very fresh.
Fairly fresh, yeah.
My God.
But that was it.
And like as you said, people saved for it. They planned for it. This was the big day.
But I think like it was the end of the farmer's year, I say, the threshing and, you know, yeah, the creamery check came in and, you know, and all things like that.
Yeah.
So there was an opportunity to come to town and have a few drinks as well.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that was part of the day. Like, the women went into the snug and had a shorty and things like that, and the guys had a few pints and they went around to talk. And they bargained. And they talk about all they did throughout the year.
Throughout the year, yeah.
But basically, the thing was the excitement. There wasn't as much tinsel or Christmas trees or anything like that. But it was just shopping.
Yeah.
People,
yeah,
come to town for the atmosphere and for the whole idea of coming to the big town, get your messages and get everything in for Christmas and you don't have to come to town no more.
Yeah.
That kind of thing, you know.
That was it. Alice Taylor, good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm afraid we were a lot slower, Alice, up at... Yeah.
Hmm? Oh, yes, you were slower, you're saying? Up
I
where?
Think, yeah, because... Well, you see, we were out in the country, we were up in the hills, so we weren't part of the town, Christmas, and I think the 8th of December, it was a holy day, and maybe because it was the feast of you know, Our Lady, we kind of focused, it focuses probably in the direction of Christmas, but I remember going to Mass, and... there was exposition of Blessed Sacrament. Now, as far as I can remember, it wasn't in the church in the town. It was in the convent. And the nuns had the whole place beautifully decorated. And I remember there were the children of Mary. I have a vague recollection of blue cloaks and veils. And the teenagers became children of Mary on the 8th of December. And... as such, out in the country, I don't think you said there was this big sense of shopping because I think in rural Ireland at that time, the shopping was done probably nearer to Christmas. Now, the one thing I know about it, that I remember about the 8th of December, was the first big job facing up to Christmas, and it was probably around the beginning of December, was cleaning the chimney. Now, cleaning the chimney was a big job because it was...
Big operation.
A big operation. Because when you stood under our chimney, you could actually see the sky. We knew nothing about insulating houses I mean, there was plenty of fresh air flowing everywhere. So the chimney had to be cleaned, and that was the only time it was cleaned, once a year. And the chimney sweep came. He camped down by the bridge, and as soon as he came, we knew that the chimney had to be cleaned. So he came with his brushes, and clouds of soot tumbled down the chimney and, of course, covered the whole kitchen. And it was a big, big operation. So once the chimney sweep had come then, which was around the 8th of December or sometime in the beginning of December, we fitted in with his schedule. Trotting to guess if he, you know, now you ordered to ask for the chimney sweep. He came when he camped locally and cleaned the chimney. And that was, that I think was really, we knew then that as children that Christmas was on the horizon. And I remember Santa Claus, the photograph of Santa Claus would appear in the Cork Examiner at the very beginning of December. He'd be very small, and then as we go nearer to Christmas, he'd get bigger. And then there was a big deal of posting cards to America. That was a big thing that time, because it took time. There was no fast post that time. So the American letters coming and going, but the ones being sent out. And that time people posted turkeys to England, because it was after the war. And as such, there wasn't presents as such. The country people gave the town people turkeys, bags of spuds, the produce of the farm. And the town people then, we had aunts and an aunt in town and cousins. One lady had a pub, so she gave a bottle of whiskey, a bottle of porter, lemonade, and then maybe an apple, Christmas cake and apple tarts. There was an exchange of what people had, you know, as such. And we termed it in the big shopping was bringing the Christmas. That's what it was called, bringing the Christmas. But as far as I can remember, that was nearer to Christmas. And my father and mother went to town, and they brought the Christmas. And it was, you know, there was fierce excitement about the bringing of the Christmas. Bottles of lemonade. And that time, the shops all gave barnbracks or you know, whatever, to good customers during the year. So it was people.
You come in and you pay your bill, and the shopkeeper to give you something. That's right. What used to happen.
And the farmers brought, you know, in bags of potatoes and whatever, turnips and things to their cousins or friends in town. Just was an exchange of what was already there, really. You know?
Yeah, indeed. Agnes O'Sullivan, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, December the 8th, of course, it's a holy day, lots of children off school. But tell me what it was like for you. What are your memories of it?
Happy Christmas, everybody. Jerry, I must say, you picked your people very well. One from the town, one from the hills, and I'm from the sea. You did it very well, indeed.
Into it, Agnes.
And to think of being on with Alice Taylor to school through the fields. I'm in competition with her because we went to school through the fields.
Yes.
You did?
Yeah.
Indeed.
Rolling Hills. We went up to Kell School. We always got our holidays around the 8th of December. We had them for the 8th of December. I remember Mass in the school around the same time. And as we walked through the fields to the school all the year round, we'd go around the road that time because we wore our new shoes.
Yes.
All the rest of the year we had little Wellingtons because it was wet and all the rest of it. But it was very, very special when we got dressed up and we go around the road. Now, I remember it back from the 50s when we had no electric. And that's another thing that's very the same as today. I have no electricity since the middle of the night. So I couldn't see anybody. And I had to get a piece of paper and think, God, what am I on in the morning? So, Jerry, it's a pleasure to speak to you. I remember the holly, bringing the holly to Carsevine, to our cousins and all the rest of it. But the big shopping day was the 8th of December. And our little shop, great shop, wonderful people, was Kells Post Office, the Goldens. And we'd go there and we'd get all our stuff, all our household, all our food, all our groceries, and the big barnbrack, the Christmas barnbrack. and collecting the jars for collect the sand, the jam jars, the 2-pound ones, fill them with sand, buy our candles, and I, very specially to me, I remember no electricity at this time now. I remember saying to my mother, saying, "Mom, how many days for the candles?" So they'd have to do Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Stephen's Day, and New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, small Christmas Eve, and the 6th of January. They were the nights to light them.
Yeah.
And we've made sure that they lasted that time. So what else was I going to talk to you
about? Yeah, and
that's
all part of the Agnes.
It was all part of it. Oh, we did our novena. Mom made sure we had our novena started on the 8th of December. Hail and blessed be the hour and moment in which the Son of God was born by the most pure Virgin Mary in a stable at Bethlehem. I think of Christmas in those times much more, and I feel a war, not much more, I shouldn't say that, but it's etched in my mind, and I will never, ever forget it. We went to Mass in our little pony and cart with Dad, and we sang all the way. We learned all our hymns before the 8th of December because we got holidays by the 8th of December, and we'd sing our hymns or other songs. So that was us now.
Yeah.
Amazing. In a way, that's lovely to hear.
Yeah. Yes, Alice?
What Agnes is saying there, I mean, you know, the prayers and the rosary and the novenas and Bethlehem and the stable, it was all intermixed. And I remember saying the rosary on Christmas night, and there were no curtains on the windows that time, so we were looking out at the sky, and it was very easy to visualize Bethlehem as such, you know, on that night, saying the rosary. To me, the our stable where the horses were, I could visualize that the stable, that Jesus and Mary and Joseph were out there. And we looked out over the Kerry Mountains, and I mean, we could imagine, you know, we could see Santa coming over the Kerry Mountains. It was all out there in the countryside. So I think the countryside, Christmas came alive in the countryside. And to this day, I love, you know, on Christmas Eve, to walk out in the quietness of the countryside, because I think the real Christmas is out there. And the real Christmas is in the church, midnight mass, Christmas night. I think, you know, that Christmas, in a way, Christmas is full of tradition, you know, and you carry Christmas around inside you, I think. And the Christmas you grow up with is with you for the rest of your life.
Of your life, and very special indeed. Listen, we're unfortunately short on time, but I want to thank the both of you and Johnny as well for coming in to talk to us today about your memories of Christmas traditions. That's Alice Taylor, Agnes O'Sullivan and Johnny Wall. And by the way, just wanted a quick mention, well actually I'll mention it after 10, there's a brilliant picture in the Irish Examiner this morning which kind of captures the celebrations here in Tralee. We'll get to that and more on Kerry Today after we take these. My thanks to all my guests.